It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got three members of USU Eastern's Drama Department. And coming up this Saturday, it's a really fun show. It is the 24-hour production. Okay, we're going to talk with them about this because it is exactly what I just said. Everything is done in 24 hours. So we've got Ben Peterson, Morgan Innes, and Mary Thane with the USU Eastern Department of Theater Arts up there. And we're going to talk all about it. Ben, Morgan, and Mary, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Ben, we're going to start with you. And you're going to explain to us how this is all going to work. Because the funnest thing about it is, usually when I have people come in and we talk about productions and that are coming up and everything, we talk about their characters and what they learned and what their who their character reminds them of. And if they had a lot of fun with that part, you have no clue.
Yeah, we have quite literally no idea what we're going to do this week for the show.
So what happens with this?
Well, we will start at 6 p.m. Friday evening, and we will brainstorm through ideas about what we could possibly write a show about. And the show is usually only like 30 minutes long. We could go longer. But then we will sit down for the whole night, hopped up on caffeine, and then write out a script and cast it from there.
So how many people really help you when it comes to putting a pen on paper?
Last time when we did this, we split up into groups and we had about 15 or so people working on it all at once. But yeah, there will usually be like three people tackling a certain section of the script at a time, and then we kind of just trade around and try to make it into one cohesive show.
All right. And my question is, yes, it is a 24-hour production, but are you allowed to cheat and everybody's just kind of sitting, coming up with ideas for a show this week and then you bring them to the table? Or do you throw it around the room and say, what would work?
What we will usually do is we'll have people come up with a bunch of sticky note ideas throughout the week, and then we will bring them together and then put them all up on a wall. And then, only then, will we start brainstorming through those. That's really the only preparation we can do, is just kind of get our brains going with some ideas.
So you're saying one person doesn't just come in once the sticky notes are up and throw a dart, and whatever it lands on, you go with?
No, it's more of a group effort than
maybe,
that.
Maybe you should try that.
I mean, we could. we're open to ideas, literally.
All right, so roughly how long, I mean, because I would assume that where you have this 24-hour window, you have to be pretty strict and tight on timelines. About how long do you guys give yourself to come up with the idea, to write the play, and to cast it?
We try to have the script done by the next morning, by breakfast time, which is usually like 9 or 10, because after that we have to start designing the show and rehearsing it and directing it and finalizing everything. So we will go all night. We do take breaks for occasional like hour-long naps. We have those in the schedule. But we will divide up the night into, okay, we need the first scene done by this time, second scene done by this time, ending done by this time. And yeah, we just kind of block it out.
And so then once it is written, you start casting it. And then after you cast it, do you bother with a set? Is it very minimal, or is it just really an open stage kind of thing?
We have done a set before. We kind of had some stuff just laying around that we cobbled together into a really quick set. We do the show in the Black Box Theater, which is as versatile as it gets. So we kind of don't know until we have a show written what we will need for a set.
Right. And so then once it's all written and it's cast, do you have certain groups that are like, okay, the cast, go off and start rehearsing, and then they'll have another group that's like a tech group that's going to come up with a lighting scheme and things like that?
Yeah.
Is that how it'll roll?
Yeah. And it usually happens at the same time. The cast will be rehearsing while they're designing the lights and getting the sound together. It can be a little bit crazy, but that's part of the fun.
Okay, and then everything will go off on, you're going to start the first show, because you're going to try and do two shows that night. First show will be at 7:30 on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Ben, your section is done. We're going to bring Morgan in. We're going to talk about the two shows and the admission prices and everything, and know that all the funds raised for this, they're going to a great cause. So, Morgan, take it away. How much is this going to cost to get in?
So, adult prices is $15, $10 for a senior, $8 for USU faculty, staff, and alumni, and then students that are high school, middle school, $10, and then USU students are $3.
So once again, this is all going to go down at the Black Box Theater this Saturday, December 3rd, and you're going to do two shows. What are the times of those shows going to be?
7:30 and then 9 p.m.
So this, and once again, this is all for a great cause. You guys are turning this into a fundraiser, are you not?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit of it. And we're going to bring our other guest in, Mary Thane, and we're going to talk about the fundraiser itself and where all these funds are going to go. Mary, where are we going with all these funds? What are we going to do with it?
So we are taking our next show after the 24-hour show on tour. This is Sherwood, The Adventures of Robin Hood. And we have a few locations up in southern Alberta, Canada, and as well as some places in Logan that we're going to take it. And so the money from the ticket sales of the 24-hour show are going to go to fund to feed the students who are going on tour, to get hotel rooms for them, and that kind of thing.
Okay, and the other great thing about this is coming up on the 6th, which is next week, you guys are going to have a big dinner with an auction and everything like that. So any opportunity that you have to help out the USU Eastern Theater Department, please do so. And Morgan, you said a lot of this information is going to be on your Facebook page. Where can you guys find that? Where can everybody find it at?
Yes, you can find that on USU_Eastern Theater Instagram, as well as Facebook. And then every information for all of it will also be on usu.edu.
So if you've got if you're looking for information about the dinner, if you're looking for information about the 24-hour production, all of that will be on those two places. And just go check it out. This is a lot of fun. I think they're going to probably do some marathon sleep sessions before Friday just so they can get through with it. And so the one thing I'm going to ask you all before we get out, and you can each answer individually, we're going to start with Ben. Ben, what are you looking forward the most out of this 24-hour production?
An excuse to consume a lot of energy drinks with no scrutiny from anyone else.
Okay, Morgan? If it's the same thing, that's okay.
I think the bonding and the closeness that comes with the 24-hour, it's a really great experience to just get to know each other and work with each other in a really intuitive way.
All right. And Mary, you get the last word there.
I think it's a really great, fast-paced way to learn about so many various aspects of theater all at once.
Quick study. Sort of, yeah, drinking out
absolutely.
Of a fire hose, so to speak. All right, Ben, Morgan, and Mary, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. It's the 24-hour production going on this Saturday up at USU Eastern in the Peterson Black Box Theater. Thank you three for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.